Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Procrastination is the active decision to delay doing something. It usually occurs when something needs to be done, but you'd rather not do it. This could include things like schoolwork, housework, or even just a particular everyday task at a job. Essentially, procrastination is the force that stops you from achieving what you set out to achieve. It's important to overcome it in life, because if you allow procrastination to dominate your effort and productivity, then you may never achieve or reach the goals, ambitions, and heights that you tried to. In essence, procrastination can stop you from being successful. So why do we procrastinate? Procrastination takes place all the time. Sometimes it's more noticeable depending on the task at hand. However, that doesn't necessarily explain why we do it. The main reason we procrastinate is because we fear failure. As humans, we try to avoid failure at all costs, and that fear of failure resides within all of us. By procrastinating, we're actively avoiding that failure by either not finishing a task or simply not starting it in the first place. There are other reasons though as well. Anything from anxiety to the fear of the unknown, a lack of energy, and sometimes just being overwhelmed are all reasons why we procrastinate. In order to counter procrastination and be as efficient and hardworking as you possibly can be, you first need to figure out why you procrastinate. Is it because you do fear failure, or do you simply lack the concentration? You're the only person who knows why you procrastinate, but by figuring out why you do it, you can then learn which type of procrastinator group you fit into. So what are these procrastinator groups that I'm talking about? Well, people who procrastinate can be split into four main groups. Each group is different as they are dependent on the reasoning behind your own personal procrastination. The groups in question are anxious procrastination, fun procrastination, POT, otherwise known as plenty of time procrastination, and perfectionist procrastination. Let's have a look at what each one of them means. First up, there's anxious procrastination. Now, this form of procrastination is the fear of failure type. The anxiousness that we feel before starting a task because of the outcome and or the feedback that will come with it will prevent us from carrying out these tasks successfully. People with poor time management often have anxious procrastination as they wait longer to complete the tasks and, as a result, end up cramming the work into a small period of time. What this can lead to is the work being of poorer quality, which in turn can lead to more anxiousness. This type works in a vicious cycle. Next up, there's fun procrastination. Fun procrastination is the mindset that involves dreading doing a specific task whilst there are other activities that you'd rather be doing. This leads to a lack of concentration as your mind is elsewhere. Whenever you think, "Why am I doing X when I could be doing Y instead?" is an example of fun procrastination. With it, it's very easy to allow your mind to drift to more enjoyable activities, and if you do this, it can be hard to refocus and the work will suffer for it. The most common type of procrastination is most likely the POT procrastination. People who are affected by this will put off work as the deadline is a long way away. They can tell themselves that there's no need to rush because they've got plenty of time to do it. But what often happens is that as time goes on, they get more and more anxious, and then when they finally come around to doing the work, they realise they don't have enough time needed to do it. And these are for tasks with deadlines. For those tasks that don't have a deadline, then the person in question will keep on putting it off for any reason they see fit, and they may never end up doing the work at all. And finally, there's perfectionist procrastination. The chances of doing something perfectly can be slim, depending on the task. But people who are affected by this understand that what they're going to produce most likely won't be, and so they put off doing the work until they have to, therefore allowing them to complete it to an adequate standard. It's almost a fatalist way of looking at it. If your mindset is that of, it doesn't matter how much effort you put in, because the outcome will be the same regardless, then you most likely suffer from perfectionist procrastination. Most people will fit into one of these four categories, and sometimes they'll fit into more than one. But it's not the end of the world. There are ways to counter procrastination. So let's take a look at them. People can overwhelm themselves with the amount of work they give themselves. You might expect a schedule would be the way forward. However, all this can do sometimes is highlight how much work actually needs to be done. What could be done instead is to create an unschedule. An unschedule involves creating a plan around fun, enjoyable activities rather than around the work. By doing this, you can relax yourself as you set time to relax and recover rather than time to work and stress. Another thing you can do is work on something else. As mentioned earlier, procrastination stops us from doing the tasks we set out to do, yet all of us are going to indulge in it at some point. However, this can be turned into a positive. If there's one task that needs to be done, rather than putting it off entirely, try to work on a less vital piece of work. Technically, you're still procrastinating, but you're being productive at the same time. By doing this, you can also decrease the value and importance of that task that you're dreading, as you're being productive rather than wasting time and worrying about it. And finally, you can set your own deadlines. Dan Ariely, the professor of psychology at Duke University, experimented with allowing students to set their own deadlines. His expectation was that the students would wait until the last minute, however most of them handed the work in early and got better grades than the ones who didn't. This could suggest that setting your own deadlines and making them public with friends and family to keep you motivated will help you get the work done. What this can lead to is a higher standard of work, encouraged productivity, and improved satisfaction. And that is important. So why is satisfaction so important? Well, oftentimes, the best way to get over procrastination is just to power through the task. There's an undoubted and understandable reluctance to do certain tasks. However, getting them out of the way is the thing that needs to be done. For example, screenwriters can take years to write scripts for television and film. The amount of drafts that it can take to create their vision can be in the double digits sometimes, and yet despite all of this work, the encouragement and passion for it increases with time. If you were to ask any screenwriter if they were ever happy with any of their first drafts, they would tell you that they were physically sick by it. The only saving grace that they had was that it was finished. From that point onwards, drafts and revisions can be made to improve it. What I'm trying to say is that once you get the work finished, most of the hard work has already been done. Just think of it this way. How many times have you finished something and thought to yourself afterwards, that wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. Getting it done is the best way to get over procrastination. It might be bad and tiresome, and it might be the last thing you want to do, but at least it's done. From that point onwards, you can spend time doing the activities that you'd rather do, whilst you improve it to the point of your own personal satisfaction. Procrastination is something that we'll all experience in our lives. We'll all procrastinate for a variety of reasons, for a variety of tasks, for a variety of time. But we can figure out why we procrastinate and what we can do to reduce it. At the end of the day, it stops us from being as productive as possible, and a lack of productivity will lead to a lack of success. You're the only person to really stop your own procrastination, so you must be the one to ask yourself, do I want to put it off, or do I want to progress?
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.